Catherine's calling us from Bellevue. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a couple of questions, two actually. One, if you have recommendations for morning sickness for my daughter, and also I have a grandson, six-month-old grandson with baby eczema.
Okay.
That I would appreciate recommendations for.
Sure, ma'am. Let's start with that morning sickness. This one I happen to know a lot about, and also baby eczema while I'm at it, because early on in my medical career, the wonderful midwife who helped the women deliver their babies in our area, and we're out in the semi-rural area of Kent, she moved away. And I had a lot of OBGYN in medical school, so I actually helped catch babies for about 7-8 years, starting in the early 1970s. So, yeah, I did get a lot of experience there. And here's something I read in an actual medical journal, ma'am. This was published in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. I am not kidding you. It was published in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology in 1952. Now, the reason I'm carrying on about that is it is still totally ignored by the conventional medical practice. What's being totally ignored? Dr. Merkel reported that in 70, that's 70 women with nausea and vomiting of pregnancy, that 64 of 70 were completely cured within 3 days with two vitamins. I am not kidding you. Now, the reason I get so something or othered about this is that both the New England Journal of Medicine and the Lancet, so-called number one medical journals in their countries, the UK and here, published these long, long articles about nausea and vomiting pregnancy and how there wasn't really much we could do about it except maybe take a little bit of this patent medicine over there or maybe take some vitamin B6 over here, neither one of which does a lot of good. And so I sent letters to the editors of these medical journals. It wasn't really a letter. It was an email. They won't let you send letters anymore. And it was titled American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology in 1952 because I thought it would get their attention. And guess what? They both refused to publish my letter. No kidding. They wouldn't tell all their readers that in 1952, Dr. Richard Merkel from Topeka, Kansas, had helped 64 out of 70 women totally get rid of their nausea and vomiting of pregnancy, and three more got rid of the vomiting but were nauseated, and only 3 out of 70 were not helped, ma'am. Okay, let's get to the point rather than listening to me rant about how conventional medicine ignores things published in major medical journals. All he did was have them use vitamin C and vitamin K3. I am not kidding. That's all it was. And he said, you must take them together. If you take them at separate times of day, they won't work. Now, how he figured that out, I don't know. But when I was catching babies, I ran into women who had this problem. And what do you know? I guess I got lucky because it worked for everybody. I've only seen it fail once in all those 7 years. Okay, now you can get such a preparation. It also is helpful for slowing down prostate cancers. I did not say curing them. I said slowing them down. So it's called Prostay, P-R-O-S-T-A-Y. Toma Clinic Dispensary is one of the few places that has that because people just don't walk into the usual vitamin store having read about this because nobody wants to tell them. But you can look it up. American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, 1952.
Okay, the product, and it's already compounded together?
Yes, the vitamin C and the vitamin K are right in there, just like Dr. Merkel said, so you can't avoid taking them at the same time. And all one needs of that, ma'am, is one capsule a day.
One capsule a day.
Now, is anybody...
And I can get that online?
Through the dispensary, yes. I doubt you'll find it very many other places.
Okay. I could have used this 35 years ago.
Yeah, and that was since 1952, isn't it?
Yes. Okay, thank you.
It just gets me going, so let's go somewhere else so I won't rant about that any longer, okay?
Okay.
All right. When did this six-month-old grandchild, this just came on, or has it been?
No, he's had it for quite a while, and they've tried everything. The one thing that seems to work better than everything else is Cetaphil lotion.
Yeah.
But even with that, he's still really itchy and has patches under his knees and,
yep.
You know, in the...
Totally typical for eczema.
Right.
Is he still being breastfed?
Yes.
Okay, then He needs to be checked. I am not kidding you, ma'am, for food allergy. That is the basis of eczema, is being allergic to foods. And unfortunately, since he's 6 months old and being breastfed, mom has to give up eating whatever the kid's allergic to.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, all right. I will pass that information along then.
Now, let me tell you a little further. There is a very simple test that can be done even for 6 months olds. It's a little painful, but it's a lot better than getting blood drawn, which is the usual. It's called a blood spot test. What one gets is a cardboard where you open a little window and there's a filter paper. And here's the slightly painful part. We have to poke the child with a needle and get a little blood spot on the filter paper. And then it's sent back to the lab and they can determine there what food antibodies a child has. Now, if he's 6 months old, there's a very good chance that that's all that will be needed, is mom eliminating all the foods that her son is allergic to. But let me mention this for other people who are listening, and their kids who have eczema. If it's a 3 or a 4 or a 5-year-old and the food allergy has not yet been detected, sometimes things have proceeded to the point where that child's digestion is not working as well as it should, and so they're not getting in the nutrients they should. And there, we have to get in extra amounts of the nutrients that are needed to help that child heal the eczema. The number one among them happens to be zinc. But no, I am not at all suggesting that a six-month-old be given zinc supplements. Not at all. I'm just putting that information out for older, let's call them older than 6 months, I'd say 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids who still have eczema. There is a way of getting rid of it. In my particular circumstances, ma'am, I've worked with people with eczema since, good grief, the early 70s, and there's only been 4 people who did not get completely better, and they were all adults. All the kids got better.
Okay, that's good to know, and it was all food allergy-based.
To start with, yes. And then in the ones who did not get that figured out until they were, as I say, older, then we had to look at damage to the gastrointestinal tract, what nutrients are being absorbed, and so forth.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. And I'm sorry about that early on rant, but it's so frustrating.
No, that's just fine. I was interested in that because that would have been very, very helpful for me, with my 3 kids. So it's really irritating that information isn't out there.
Well, it is. And let me mention one other thing to you, ma'am. That combination, vitamin C and vitamin K3, are at one or the other end of what's called the mitochondrial energy chain. And you know what mitochondria are? They're the little teeny organelles inside of all of our cells, and there's hundreds of them in every cell, anywhere from dozens to hundreds, depending on the cell. The heart muscle has the most. And if the vitamin C and K3 aren't there, well, the mitochondria can't make energy as much as they might. Now, why am I mentioning this? Because you had the nausea and vomiting pregnancy, which probably means that your own mitochondria still need this help, ma'am. Even though you're not morning sick anymore, even so, why do some women get nausea and vomiting pregnancy and others don't? And it can almost always be cured with that combination of vitamins. Oh, gee, maybe that lady might even feel a little bit better 30 years later if she took it, just because she needed it back then and other women didn't.
That's good to know. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.